Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Go Loud presents Opinions Matter with Jeremy Dixon. Go
Loud! My name is Peter Jordan. In the past 2 years, I've struggled to maintain a healthy sleep pattern. A friend of mine introduced me to CBD oil. Over a 3 year period, I've seen a dramatic improvement, and I would highly recommend it to family and friends.
Now, Opinions Matter is brought to you with thanks to Greenheart CBD, which is one of Ireland's leading producers of CBD oil products. Why don't you check them out at greenheartcbd.ie. That's greenheartcbd.ie. They are our show sponsors. And thank you once again to Greenheart for their great support of this show. And if you log on to greenheartcbd.ie and put in the promo code podcast2022, you will get yourself a discount on those CBD oil products. So why not check out greenheartcbd.ie. I know several people that use CBD oil for a range of different things, including back pain. I've used it for muscular pain before, and it works wonders for me. So check out greenheartcbd.ie, put in the promo code, which is podcast2022, and you will get a discount thanks to Opinions Matter. Now, what have we got on the show today? This is a topic we've never discussed before. Isn't that right, Katie?
Never.
But it's a huge issue. And if you want to know how big of an issue it is, all you have to do is look at Instagram and look at... And I don't want you, when you phone in for this topic, I don't want you to name particular people's names, and we're not going to name names either. But if you go onto Instagram... over the last couple of years, you will see an onslaught of young Irish women getting their faces completely changed with Botox, with lip fillers, with lifts, different lifts. And it always baffles me how a woman who is 22 or 23 years of age and hasn't got a line on her face needs Botox or needs fillers. It's absolutely crazy. And then you also have a situation where you have women who, for some strange reason, want lips that look like a puffer fish, and they are paying money to get these lip filler injections. It's off the charts, the amount of people who are getting this stuff done. It really is. And that's what we want to talk about today. We want to talk about, the fact that Ireland has now become just addicted to lip fillers when it comes to the women. They're just getting them nonstop, aren't they?
Yeah, they seem to be really popular at the moment. But you know what? I was looking at our Facebook page earlier and I said this to you when you came in. Have you seen some of the comments?
No, I haven't even looked at the comments.
Oh my God, yet. Girls. Yeah. You can give an opinion without being nasty. Some of the comments are so bitchy.
In what way?
Just making an absolute joke of the girls who get them. Look, we all have parts of our bodies that we would change. Jeremy, I'd say you have a few. But, you know...
There's really no need for that, but go on. Anyway, yeah.
I mean, there's no need to be nasty to people about it. I personally think that they do look... Well, I think if they're overdone, they can look silly. It's like makeup. If you wear makeup extremely heavy, you can look like a clown. If you get lip fillers done to the point that your lips are nearly like two floats for the sea, they look ridiculous. It depends on how you get them. What I worry about is actually what the policy or what the rules are for people who are allowed to administer these lip fillers.
Yeah,
is there a law about it?
Yeah, I don't know if there's much regulation around it. But all I know is every second girl that I see walking around now has... And you're right. If a woman has, like, say, small, really small lips, and it's something that she is conscious about, yeah? And she feels better about herself getting lip fillers, then who are we to say anything else? But it's the overdone lip fillers that just...
Yeah. And Robert on Facebook, no need to be nasty. You're just after insulting Jeremy. Myself and Jeremy do this. This is what we do. It's a joke. But I'm talking about being seriously nasty. You can give an opinion.
What did he say?
He was like, you're saying there's no need to be nasty, but you're just after insulting Jeremy. Like,
I don't mind. We're friends. We've said horrible things.
That's so sweet.
We've said horrible things. Yeah. I'm regularly slag off this sow. Regularly. But, yeah, I don't want... What I said is I don't want to name names. But there's a lot of young women going around who 3 years ago looked completely different. And a woman contacted the show by the name of Rachel, and she wants to talk about lip fillers and how ridiculous they are. Now, Rachel's on the line ready to talk to us, and I'm going to speak to her in a second. But first, we want to ask you how you feel about lip fillers. Do you think they look ridiculous? Do you believe that women who get them are setting a bad example to young, impressionable girls? I think this all comes from Love Island. I'd never watched Love Island before.
And I can't watch Love Island.
Well, I came across it last year because it was during lockdown. I had nothing else to do. The wife was watching it, and I tuned
in. Sue watches.
She watched it once. That's it.
Yeah, I was thinking that wouldn't be Sue's cup of tea.
No, not her cup of tea. But every second woman, they were all clones of each other, the women on it, and they all had these mad lips that when they were talking, you couldn't even see their lips moving. And I'm thinking, A, do family and friends not tell them that it looks absolutely ridiculous? And B, do they look in the mirror and actually think it looks lovely that when they're moving their mouth, you can't actually see it?
Do you know what it's like? It's like they want to look like Snapchat filters all the time.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's like they want to look like cats. But like I said, done in a proper setting and by somebody who's properly trained, they can look nice, you know. And we can't judge somebody for wanting to change something. You know, I wear makeup. Most women listening now do some form of enhancement.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just another form of enhancement. And I think if you're on Facebook, go and have a look at our Facebook page, facebook.com/ Adrian K and Jeremy D. And some of the comments there, like, I was shocked reading them. And I thought, girls, come on, we should be building each other up, not tearing each other down.
I've said this for ages. Women are women's biggest critics. Anyway, let's have a listen before we talk to Rachel to the message that she sent us. Have a listen to this.
Hi, guys. I'd appreciate it if you could be anonymous, please. So, basically, I was just wondering if you could find out about what the people think of this, right? So, now, I know it's not my business, and it shouldn't actually affect or bother me, and it doesn't really, but you know, pictures of girls and, you know, women in their 20s and 30s and whatever getting lip filler done, right, to the extent where the lips are just, it's almost like they've got a punch in the face. And then so the people I know, they've even got young children, and you know you'd see the pictures shared about social media, and the children are even right. They're even starting to take off the poses, and the, you know, the lip kind of pout things that these women, girls are doing. And you know what? I just think it's bloody awful. Without the risk of sounding too bitchy, but Jesus Christ, do they not realise that no one really will take them seriously? Do you know what I mean? And like, yeah, I just can't. These three girls are single as far as I'm aware. Well, one of them isn't. I just wondered what people thought, because I think it's just, you know, I just look and I just can't help but think that you would look so much better without that crap. Do you know what I mean?
Now, Rachel joins us. Rachel joins us on the line. Rachel, she's still on. Rachel, you're very welcome along to Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, okay. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Rachel.
Now, as I said, I listened to your message. You know, it's just an observation. You're not throwing shade at any particular person. You're just talking about in general. And I have to be honest with you, I think the vast majority of people would agree with you. Well, we'll find out after this conversation. First of all, you said it shouldn't bother you about, you know, a random woman getting lip fillers. But why does it bother you?
Well, it doesn't bother me for a person because that's their own personal choice. But then, like, I think, you know, I sent you pictures privately. You know, I don't know if you've seen them. But
yeah,
then,
I was literally just looking at them there before we went live. So I've seen all the photographs.
You know, one of these, all three of these people have children. But anyway, one of them has two girls.
And you'd see pictures of the girls taking off the mother's pose with the pouch and everything, you know. And I just think it's really sad that, firstly, that these girls don't have the confidence to be themselves without adding. I get a little bit of lip filler here and there. I get that if you just need a bit of a boost, you know, that's totally fine. But then when you take it to a ridiculous stage when, you can, like you say, they're like two floats in the water or something, or when you have like a puffer fish. I think, why are you doing that to yourself? Because these girls are actually very pretty.
And that's the thing I noticed when I was looking at the pictures. I was like, these women are stunning. There's nothing that they need to change about their faces. You know, they're absolutely beautiful looking girls.
Yeah. And then, like, I just think it's sad that the kids, this is what their role model is. Their mothers are supposed to be.
You know what? The one thing that bothers me, the one thing that bothers me on social media is when I see young girls doing these poses with the hand on the hip and the two fingers.
And
pouting the lips. I just have such an issue.
And the ass is sticking out. I'm like, it's so provocative.
And I'm like,
that's why I actually left that message. Yeah. Like, the actual women doing that doesn't bother me, because
it's the example that they're setting to the younger generation.
They all do things like that. I don't have any fillers or anything. I just wear my bit of makeup, you know, and then hope for the best, whatever, you know what I mean?
And you see, with makeup, you can just wipe it off. It's, you know, with these lip fillers, I worry about the fact that you're actually injecting something into your body.
And do you know what? In one of them pictures, you know, one of the girls in particular, like, her lips are, they look sore.
Yeah, they do.
And I think, I don't mean to be disrespectful to this girl, because I like her a lot, but I think, how is anyone ever going to take you seriously? Because when you're talking, I can't help but in the back of my mind think, oh my God, that's awful.
And you know what? I actually don't know this, and I would love to know, how much is it to have that done? Or do you have to keep getting it done?
Yeah, you have to.
I don't know.
Okay, so the way it works, and I only know this because, geez, half my female friends.
Well, actually, on that note, do you remember you went out for a lunch with a friend that we used to work with years ago? And you sent a picture of the two of you having lunch to the group that myself, yourself and Adrian were on WhatsApp. And myself and Adrian were like, holy shit.
Her face has completely changed.
It didn't look like the same girl. I said to her, are you sure that's her?
And I said it to her myself. I said, you know, I'm a friend of yours. I'm just going to say it to you. I said, you need to ease off on the lip fillers because, or literally, her face had changed. So from what I can tell, they come in meals, obviously. You can get a one meal or a two meal. And that, but you do have to get it topped up because it does actually.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you do.
And
I'm pretty sure you do.
What would you say to women, because there's lots of women listening right now who have lip fillers done, what would you say to them?
I would just, I don't know the longevity of it. I don't know the effect of it down the line. But really, you don't, if you're lacking a bit of confidence or whatever, and that you feel like you need to just do it a little bit, great, do that. That's great. But you don't need to be adding ridiculous amounts of lip filler to the point where it just looks swollen and sore, because this is what it is. And then also, you know, when you think about younger kids growing up, what the hell are they going to be when they're older? And that's terrifying, because I've got a six-year-old daughter, and my six-year-old, she's not bothered by makeup. She's a tomboy. And you know what? I love it, because at the moment, I don't think, you know, she's going to be having ridiculous amounts of makeup or filler or anything like that. I don't know what's to come. Hello?
And that is a worry for me as well. I have two daughters as well, and I hate to think what the world is going to be like when they're teenagers. Again, you'd wonder if no one pulled them aside and said, listen, you need to ease off on that. But as well, the bigger problem here, Rachel, big problem here as well is that people are obviously carrying out these procedures on these girls. Surely they should be turning around to these girls and saying, I don't think you need those lips any bigger.
Obviously, they're not going to do that, because they're there to make money. So they're not going to turn around and say,
absolutely.
They're there to, they're going to cash in on this.
I'm sure some of the time, though, as well, they're probably friends of these people. Oh, sorry. I was just saying, I'm sure some of the time they're friends of these people. You know what I mean? And you'd like to think that their parents or their relatives would just say, listen, just calm it down a bit.
And you think
because
that's...
Because these three girls in particular, Jeremy, are stunners. They really don't need that. And I would actually say all women do not need that. All women are gorgeous no matter what. I do believe that.
But we as women do, we are our worst critics because ourselves, because we all have something we're not happy about. And we all, well, maybe not all. And if you don't, then fair play to you. But I'm sure we all have something we would change about ourselves if we could. I'd love to know, hear from the guys on this, the lads actually as well. Lads, do you find this attractive or is it a massive turnoff? Because I know some fellas probably like that.
I'd never thought about that before, and that's a really good point.
I'd love to know if the lads are actually attracted to it.
The whole Geordie Shore look, is that what you're talking about?
As a man,
No, absolutely not. You know, my wife is natural.
She's gorgeous. I don't know how that happened.
No, I don't know either. And she's very lucky that she has full lips. But yeah. I don't know how... I mean, is it any different than a woman who's flat-chested getting a boob job?
Or a woman who has massive boobs and actually has boob reduction. Because they also can be very self-conscious.
Yeah. Like, is it any different, Rachel?
Right, okay. So when you look at women, I think, with breast implants or breast reduction or something like that, for example, take Katie Price, perfect example. You know, if she was lacking confidence, fine. But she went OTT, just like these people I sent you pictures of. And that's the point I'm making. Do it, great. You know, but you don't need to be doing it to that extent.
I'm just looking at another photograph. That girl from Geordie Shore, Charlotte Crosby, who blasted body shamers last year, who were saying her lips were too big. And she said, again, I suppose it comes down to, and I'm looking at photographs here. My God, she does look as though she's after doing a bout with a boxer in the ring. But if they feel they look beautiful with the lips that big, who are we to judge? Anyway, do me a favor. Stay there for a second, please, because I want to go to Rebecca. Rebecca, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, how are things?
Good. What's your take on this whole lip filler, which like 5 years ago was only starting out, and now it's become an epidemic, really? What's your opinion on it?
So I think it has gone a bit crazy over the years, but I actually have lip fillers myself. But I think if it's done in the right place, then it can actually really enhance how you look, and you just have to be really careful with it. Like, I have a rule when I'm getting my lips done that I'd only get a half a mil, and I always get a little bit more on my bottom lip, because I think where a lot of people go wrong is they get a lot in their top lip, and that's what gives them that kind of fish look and that pout.
Let me ask you a couple of questions first of all, Rebecca. When did you come to the decision that you wanted lip fillers? Was it because you had very small lips and you were conscious of it?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Yeah, sorry. When did you come to the realization that you wanted lip fillers and that you needed them?
It was a few years ago. I think it was about 4 years ago was the first time I got them done. And I knew a few friends that were getting them done. And at the time, you know, the really big lips weren't particularly in. So it was some of my friends were just getting kind of tweaks done, and it just looked really nice. So I said, I didn't particularly have big lips myself at all. So I did. It's something that I just thought, you know, I'll go for it and see how I get on. I got a half a mil in, and I remember the girl who was doing my lips said to me, you know, to look more natural, to always just go a half a mil and to make your bottom lip bigger than your top.
Okay.
And I liked it then. I thought it looked good. And I topped it up then again about 2 years ago. So I've had my lips done twice, but they've held their shape. But I wouldn't have really big lips or anything.
Okay,
but
so if I were chatting you up in a club or something like that, or a bar, it wouldn't be the first thing I'd be drawn towards when I saw you. Would be, oh my God, because regularly when I'm talking to people at gigs and stuff like that, when girls come up looking for songs and they have the lip fillers done, you end up staring at them because they're so bloody huge.
I genuinely believe that some women want to look like Barbie dolls, though. There is the other extreme.
Sure, Barbie didn't have any lips. If you look at a Barbie doll, she has no lips.
But I think this whole peroxide blonde hair, and we're actually getting replies from the fellas now about natural girl any day. And every single comment we've gotten from a man so far has said natural, which I'm really surprised about, because I thought, you know, some men do like that fake look.
I honestly, I honestly think, though, that like a lot of men would probably point out women and say, oh, yeah, she's really natural looking. She looks gorgeous. She's really natural. And half the time, the men don't even realise they probably have got work done. They probably have got Botox.
Absolutely.
They probably have got lips done.
But does it not worry you, Rebecca? Because it worries me that when you see girls on Instagram who are under the age of 30, okay, and they've already had facial fillers done and, you know, people under the age of 30 don't have lines. And I mean, there's one particular girl I saw there a couple of weeks ago. She must be only 25. And the shine off her face, it didn't look natural. It looked like she was using a Snapchat filter. And I'm like, what must be going on in someone's head that they feel they need to...
Like, we have this age gracefully thing. They're not even aging.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's...
And I worry about that. I worry about that, this drive for... When men don't seem to care as much. We don't care.
Do you think it is driven by the circle? Do you think, like, because Sue is very natural, chances are your daughters are going to grow up with that same mentality to be
probably
very natural. I think it's what you see, and I think it comes from the parents.
Well, what age are you, Rebecca?
I'm 28.
Okay.
But the first time I got my lips done, I was 24. But the thing is, I still think it's like everything in moderation.
Absolutely.
It's people that are going back over and time again. Like, I look at people when I'm out that have their lips done, and I'm kind of going, you know, oh my God, she went way over the top, or she looks ridiculous.
Is it expensive,
so I agree,
to get done?
It's what, 280 or something for half a male? Is that what it is? Or cheaper even?
It depends. It can vary from half a mil can vary from 160 to 300, depending on where you go.
Okay, stay there for a second, please, Rebecca. Let me go to Samantha. How are you, Samantha?
How you doing?
Good. Great to talk to you. Lip fillers. You believe that people shouldn't...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
George.
Yes, I do.
Unfortunately, everybody judges everything these days.
And it's like if you see a girl walking down the road with fake tan and she's like orange. Okay, you don't say anything. You obviously don't hurt the girl's feelings. But it is in the back of your head. You're kind of like, you do kind of think to yourself, oh my God, would somebody not tell that girl?
Yeah, but I don't agree in bullying and saying comments.
Oh, Jesus,
I know,
no.
But yeah. I just think that's so not nice. So I have to be honest. Now, I'm 52, so I'm probably coming from a different side to the women that are talking to you today.
And they would obviously, lip fillers weren't a thing when you were growing up. But what do you think when you see these photographs of women who look like they've been in the boxing ring? Do you think it looks well?
See, I can't judge either there because I have lip filler in my lip, but I have half a mil in my lip, which is probably very little towards some of the younger girls might put in full mil.
Yes. And is there...
But I do have it, so I wouldn't be judging anybody because I do it myself.
And why did you decide to get it done?
I decided, I felt like, I suppose it's an age thing probably with me, and I could see a few lines around my lip. And I spoke before I got anything done. I spoke with a professional. She told me to come in and see her. She came in. I went into her and she said to me, a half a mil will be fine. You don't need a full mil. You don't need 2 mil.
Well, that was a responsible thing for her to do, wasn't it?
Well, I wouldn't go to anybody that wasn't a nurse or a profession, you know, somebody that's professional in it, you know.
I'm just reading out a comment here. Beauty standards are turning women into self-mutilating narcissists who are chasing the perfection dragon, says that person, says Sean. In your case, I mean, a half a mil, just like that Rebecca got, that's not really a big deal. I mean, if I were to look at you, I wouldn't go straight away, oh my God, look at her lip fillers. Her face is like, it's all swollen.
No, you wouldn't notice anything now on me. Well, I don't think you would.
And do you feel more confident? Do you feel more confident because of it?
Oh, I do. I love getting it done and I feel so good about myself.
That's brilliant. Then that's the best money you can spend on yourself.
I'm on social media a lot and I'm doing little videos and stuff. And I think it's important to look your best that you can.
Yeah.
And even if it's just to do that, it's €250 to get it done.
That's not bad. And how often do you have to get it topped up? Every year, is it?
I'd say every 7-8 months I get it done. I also get a colour on my lips, which stops me having to put on lipstick every day.
Oh, permanent,
you can
yeah.
Do that.
Permanent
I didn't
lipstick.
Know that was
yeah.
even a thing.
Yeah, that is a thing.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's the best thing for women. It's just amazing.
I didn't even know that,
that
you
to
could
say
do
it. It's great when you've no makeup on and you still have your pink lips.
That's crazy.
You sure you can get permanent makeup, Katie?
Well, I know you can get like, and your eyebrows. I didn't know you could actually get your lips filled with a colour that could be permanent, though. That's insane.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez, I better, I'm going to get that done.
About 5 years.
But do you worry, Rebecca, do you worry that people, and I'm talking about women in particular, are putting themselves under too much pressure, Samantha, to be perfect? I mean, and when you hear about 24-year-old girls getting facial fillers, they don't have lines, and this obsession that young girls have, you know, where does it stop?
Yeah, I know what you're saying there. I can understand where you're coming from. Now, I have a daughter that's 15 and won't put a bit of lipstick on, won't put a bit of eyeliner.
Great, brilliant, made that last.
She doesn't. She's a footballer and some of her friends are into the makeup and the hair and the tan. She's the complete opposite. She puts a ponytail in her hair and looks like a supermodel.
Brilliant, brilliant. Now, obviously, not all girls are like that, and some need a bit of touching up, and that's how they feel. Do you think it's gone too far?
Yeah, it is for some of the young girls. I would say I do know some of the girls that you're talking about, where you see their lips before you look at the rest of them. But as I say, I wouldn't judge them. If it makes them feel good, if they're feeling happy inside, that's all that counts at the end of the day, isn't it, really? And if it keeps your mental health happy and you're in a good place, you know, who is there out there to judge us, you know?
But unfortunately, as soon as people see, I mean, everybody judges Katie Price. I mean, Katie Price is more plastic than anything
because,
at this stage.
That's because she is like...
It's car crash stuff at the moment.
She is a walking car crash. I mean, that's not because she has gotten plastic surgery. Her life is just a mess.
I know, and I genuinely feel sorry for Katie Price because I can only imagine.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, Jer, but I think poor Katie Price has gone through some mental health issues.
Absolutely.
And I think that's the way she's expressing herself is through her face. That's what she can control right now.
Yeah.
She can control how she looks, and that's what she's doing, I think. And you know what? She's a lovely girl and, you know, she's rearing them children as best she can. She's doing an amazing job. So let's lift her up for that, you know?
Well, I mean, we also have to say, I mean, the whole drink driving thing as well. I mean, we can't condone that. I mean, there's only so many excuses you can make for people at the end of the day, isn't there, Katie?
Mental health, it can't be used for everything
time. Yeah, let me go to, by the way, if you want to get in on this.
Before you go to that call, actually, I want to turn the tables. We're talking about women here. What about men on steroids? They're going around looking like Popeye, the Sailor Man. Like, do women find that attractive? Because I personally find that grotesque.
Yeah, of course. A lot of women do love...
Oh my God, a man who you know is pumped up on, what is it, creatine? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, creatine, yeah.
Creatine. And you're just like, dude, seriously.
No, you genuinely find that those type of women, you know, the Botox lip filler women...
Tend to navigate towards the steroids.
Yeah, they levitate towards the... You're not going to see me with one of those Botox lip filler people.
Yeah.
And you're not going to see my wife.
That's actually true.
Yeah, although my wife says she doesn't find those kind of men attractive. I think she's lying.
I'm not lying, you know.
I think every woman wants a man with a six pack. I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah, I do.
No, give me a man with a hairy chest.
Jesus. Michelle, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Michelle, do you want a man with a six pack and a perfect body and pumped up
Or do you
muscle?
Want a real man with a hairy chest who's not
and
primmed,
a
prim
and a hairy sack probably as well.
Oh, Jesus.
Who's I want a man who's happy in himself, who's
exactly
and what
natural.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how do you feel
there's so much mental illness nowadays that if he is happy with how he looks then all the more power
That's
to
it.
Him.
Yeah.
And do you think we've become too judgmental?
Yeah, there is a good bit. I mean, you're kind of older people saying, oh, look at the state of her lips on the young one. But, I mean, I grew up in the 80s and I hear women who grew up in the same era. And my God, the perms we used to have, you'd be ashamed to see them now. They were crazy, huge, big perms. But, I mean, everybody does something silly when they're young. But, I mean, I use the fillers because I celebrated my 19th birthday during the week. And it kind of, when you get older, your lips kind of, they get a lot less fullness in them. So myself and my friends, male and female, would use the fillers. But we would never use more than 1 mil.
Now, do you do it? Do you do it yourself, or do you go and get it done professionally?
No, I go to either Dr. Patrick Tracy over in David Lloyd in Clonsky, or Sammy there beside Marion Gale in Donnybrook.
Okay, brilliant. So you're going to a reputable place. Unfortunately, not everybody does. A lot of people are doing it at home, which I think is ridiculous that you would administer those fillers at home. And do you feel more confident, Michelle, now that you have those lip fillers?
I do. I don't see it any different than putting on like acrylic nails or getting your hair dyed or something like that. Now, I think people kind of, when they do stuff like that as well, they go with stages where, like, I would use fillers, but I wouldn't use Botox. And I know people who would use fillers and Botox, but they wouldn't go in for, like, say, a tummy tuck or something like
difference,
that.
The only thing I would say to you, you know, you're saying it's kind of like nails or whatever else. With nails, you're not putting anything into your body. It can be easily clipped off. And okay, you might be destroying
your
nails.
But hair dye, you are.
Huh?
Every time you dye your hair, you're putting chemicals in your body.
Yeah, that's true. But I suppose with your hair, you're kind of thinking it's exterior. It's on the outside. It's not actually going into your body. Whereas with me, that would be my fear. I'd be like, oh my God, what if I got an allergic reaction? Or what if something bad happened?
Hair dye is actually putting chemicals into your body, whether you know it or not. It is actually going into your body.
I don't know. I think I would be, even if I did want lip fillers, I think I would be nervous at the thought of putting something into my body, especially when there are so many places out there that are doing it.
The old joke that started during the pandemic, you know, the women giving out about, I won't get the vaccine, you don't know what's in it, and I'm walking around with big puffed up lips. You're obviously, Michelle, you're going to medical professionals who know what they're doing.
Of course.
What would you say to, I mean, you're the same age bracket as me, you know what you want in life. What would you say to younger girls, 18-year-old girls, who are just saving up money? And I know, I've spoken to these people before, who every month are just saving up money because they want to get another mil injected into their lips. What would you say to them?
Like, at the end of the day, it's up to them. And we did all crazy things when we were young. But I mean, like, try and kind of take a bit of time for yourself every now and again and say, why am I really looking for these lip fillers? Is there a deeper cause? Or is it just because I want to look good? Now, if they want to put 5 mils in and look like that, like, they could be doing a lot worse. It's up to them. But at the end of the day, are they doing it because they want the lips that big, or are they doing it because there's another root cause behind it?
Yeah, I mean, we all do things. And, you know, I'm talking about wearing things or wear our hair a certain way. And we look in the mirror and we think we look great. And then someone will say to us, down to the simple thing, me and my yellow trousers. I have a pair of yellow trousers, Michelle, and I think that the yellow trousers look lovely. And when I look in the mirror on them, I think I look great.
Oh no, the yellow ones aren't bad. It's those bloody salmon ones you used to.
The salmon ones. No, but that's the point. That's the point I'm making, is that you think you can look great with something, and then
whereas
someone
myself
else
and Adrian would rip the piss out of you.
Because I mean,
if you're wearing those trousers, you're not doing any harm to anybody.
You didn't have to sit beside
them,
Michelle.
Offensive, aren't they?
Offensive. The amount of times I had to go into the toilets in 98 and just...
In fact, last week, I own a really bright pair of yellow trousers that I take out when the weather gets nice.
Are they even
Michelle.
Brighter than the ones you used to wear?
Yeah, they're brighter.
Oh, holy
and
shit.
My wife, when I brought them home, I got them in Benetton. And I brought them home and my wife said, you're not putting those on when you're going out with me. She won't even walk me when I'm wearing them. And last week, I was putting the bins out for the bin man. And I was just about to drop the bag into the bin. And I noticed down the bottom of the bin, there was that pair of yellow trousers. And I took them out of the bin. They were covered in ants and shit and the whole lot. And I said, sorry, how did those trousers end up in the bin? She says, oh, the cat did a wee on them. I said, likely fucking story. The cat did a wee on them. You were trying to get rid of them.
You can't wear them now. They were in the bin.
No, they are. They're gone.
If she finds them deeply unattractive, why would you wear them?
What?
If she finds them deeply unattractive, why would she? Why
because
would she
I like
them.
Because
them?
It's his body. Yeah. And if it makes him happy,
you want to be attractive to him.
Thanks, Michelle. I appreciate it. Thanks very much. I think every person at some stage in their life has thrown out a garment belonging to their partner secretly that they didn't like. Like my wife, I caught my wife throwing out my Hawaiian shirts.
Have you ever thrown out anything on her?
No, I haven't. But she's thrown out.
It's more of a woman thing to do to the man, isn't it?
The last time we went on holidays and we were in Puerto Rico, and I always buy Hawaiian shirts before I go on holidays. I
look Quagmire.
I look like Quagmire. Giggity, giggity. And I went to H&M and I bought three lovely, these would fucking blind you. They were so bright. Three lovely Hawaiian shirts and bought them and put them in the suitcase. Arrived in Gran Canaria and unpacked the stuff and the three shirts weren't there. Now, she swears to this day.
I have never loved Sue Moore.
She's trying to claim that it was the baggage handlers at Dublin Airport that took the Hawaiian shirts. I know she fucked them in the bin because she found them so...
Is that true?
Yeah, yeah.
That is hilarious.
She thinks Hawaiian shirts are offensive.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, well, I like them. Kigo, how are you?
How are we? Happy Thursday.
Do you own any Hawaiian shirts?
I find that Hawaiian shirts in my house are the strongest form of contraception I can wear.
Well, I did.
It's like the yellow trousers in your house.
Well, I've never had sex with my wife while wearing a Hawaiian shirt and yellow trousers, okay? Can I just state for a fact?
The man bag you used to have didn't help things either.
I still have the man bag.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Did you not get rid of that?
Jesus, I'm a walking disaster.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let's get back to lip fillers. As a red-blooded male, Kigo... I presume you're a red-blooded male. How do you feel about them? Do you find them attractive? Do you think women are overdoing it?
I think if you look at the comments, it's really interesting, the comments on the page there. There's a lot of women slagging each other off over it. At the end of the day, it's your body. Do what you want. Don't hurt yourself. But do what you want with your body. It's none of my business. We voted recently to allow women own their body. Let's let them do what they want. It's none of my business. If you want to lift your lips, lift your bum, lift whatever, go do it.
Well, no, nobody is saying that women can't do what they want. Of course they can do what they want, in the same way men can do what they want, but it doesn't stop society judging us for what we do. And regardless of what we think, when you see a photograph of someone with their lips completely overblown, the first thing you do is judge.
Yeah, but it's like the yellow trousers. It's like the whole...
Now get over the yellow beckons. Will you stop talking about the yellow trousers? I'm wearing those yellow trousers every day next week now.
Can I ask, is this actually a thing? Because we got a text there a few minutes ago from a man who said that women who have their lips blown up actually come across, they look like they're easier.
Ah, but just
would
stop.
You agree
that's
with
ridiculous.
That?
No, I remember, wasn't it Sharda Crosby that said when she was being slagged over her lips, she turned around and she said pretty much, she said, "Well, my boyfriend loves them when they're wrapped around his cock." That's what she said.
Classy.
And I mean, you can't argue with that. If her boyfriend found them attractive, who are we to judge? I mean, Katie, you have fairly large lips.
Yeah. I have pout lips.
Yeah, your lips are...
I don't need lip fillers. I'm very lucky.
No, are you happy with your lips?
Yeah.
Well, then you're lucky, aren't you, that you have full lips? My wife has full lips as well. But can you imagine if you had absolutely no lips?
Yeah, but the
I'd say you'd be a prime candidate for the fillers.
Oh, no, no.
I'm telling you would.
No.
I'm telling you would.
No.
Well, you won't let your husband see without makeup on.
What? My husband sees me right. My husband's lucky to see me with makeup on these days. Well, because...
Jesus, times have changed. Stay there for a second, Kigo. Angela.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Angela. Can you turn off that racket in the background? Hello, Angela.
Yeah.
What's Angela doing there? Angela. Hello.
All right.
Oh, go. Hi, Angela.
Hello.
Hi, Angela. You're live.
How are you?
You're live on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Good, I'm good.
I don't know what the hell is going on there. Angela, have you had any work done?
I have.
Oh.
She only had it done there last Friday again.
What did you have?
So I have my Botox done.
Okay.
And Angela, we've met you a couple of times. Would you have had it done the times we met you?
Because
I was going to say, yeah. We'd never have known, like, never.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't. Do you know what I like about it is... like, it's my frown lines are very prominent.
Okay.
So I get that done, but it's not like my forehead is completely flat. I get the top of my lip done as well. When I fillers, I get Botox up there because I have smoke lines.
Okay. And what? Did you have particularly small lips?
No, the top one, do you know, kind of like it was smaller, but I don't get it from my lip. It's because I have, do you know, because I smoke, I have smoke lines.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, but you didn't look like Deirdre Barlow or anything like that the last time I met you.
No, I don't.
That you had kind of anything done.
No, and that's the thing, like, I'm very, very open about saying I get Botox done. I don't care because I love it.
Yeah.
But everyone says that, they go... You wouldn't have a clue you have it done. Yeah.
Well, I think that's the key.
Less is more.
Yeah. I think that is the key. I mean, before I got married, and this was, over 10 years now, and I wanted to get some, not lip fillers, some...
For
For the lines.
Botox.
For Botox, yeah. Yeah, Botox. Just for the wedding. And I should have just went and did it. But I said it to my wife-to-be at the time. And I said, listen, I'm going to get a few. And she said, you're fucking not going to get them.
Yeah, I would be the same.
You do not need them. But at the end of the day, if it makes you feel more comfortable in yourself.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened to me. I actually got it. The first time I ever got it done was 3 weeks before my wedding. And I said, you know what, just get it done. And then I didn't get it done for a couple of years. But then, yeah, I just kind of, I was like, you know what, now I'll go and get it done. And I love getting it done.
Do you know what, that's brilliant. If it works for you and it makes you feel good about yourself, embrace it. And you
don't,
well,
that's it.
And don't worry about Katie judging you.
You plastic bitch.
Yeah, come back to me, Katie, when you're 47 going,
I'm already nearly wanting Botox myself. Yeah. My kids have me run ragged. I'm withering by the day.
So what if Angela looks plastic, Katie?
Yeah, Angela, seriously, who do you think you are? Barbie? No, I'm now
looking for my Ken.
Any Kens out there, give us a call.
Yeah, but that's the only thing I'll say is I wouldn't go to where, let me put it this way. My dad, I don't think dad even knows I get it done.
Well, that's
but
a
if
good
I
sign.
Ever walk in know. The door. Yeah, if I ever walk in the door and dad goes, what the hell are you doing? That's it.
Yeah, you know then you went too far, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so
but
that
your
won't
skin
be
looks
happening.
Great. Like,
I mean, I do have great skin, but it was just, you know, it's actually the way I sleep.
Oh, please do elaborate.
Geez, what, do you sleep on your face or something? What do you sleep?
Yeah, no, it's the way my facial expression is when I'm asleep.
Okay, relaxed.
Sorry, how would you know what your facial expression is when you're asleep? Because you're asleep.
This is bizarre.
Yeah, it is bizarre.
You know by your lines.
Wow.
Because if you look at it, I never knew this, but if you look at it, when you're asleep, your face is in the same position for the bones of between 6 to 8 hours.
So basically your face is getting creased,
That's where all your wrinkles and your creases come from.
I tell you nothing.
During your sleep. Yeah.
Thanks very much, Angela. And the best of luck with the Botox. Nothing will give you wrinkles more than having kids. So doesn't I have aged terribly since the start. Now kids are great and all that, and you know, I wouldn't have it any other way. But God, they age you, don't they?
Oh my God,
you look withered.
I know.
You really do.
I know. I'm going to go and book Botox right now.
Would you get Botox? No. You've no lines. I'm just looking at your face. No. Here's the four things that I believe age you: children, long hours, working.
Smoking.
And
drinking.
And not drinking.
Well, high levels of alcohol.
Not drinking water.
Drinking water is very good for your skin.
Yeah. The bottom line from this conversation, from what I can gather, is if it makes you happy, then do it. However, you're going to be judged. Here is Darren. Let's hear what he has to say.
Lip fillers on a girl are disgusting. They just look like a big duck. It's the most unattractive thing on a good-looking girl. It really is. You can't be El Natural.
Yeah, but Darren, women would say, see you, Darren, I don't get them done for you, Darren. I don't care what you think of me, Darren. I look beautiful getting them done, Darren, and it's none of your business if I get them done. And you'd still take a blowjob off me, Darren. That's pretty much...
Wow.
Yeah, don't know where that came from. That's pretty...
You've got the scanger inside you.
I've got the scanger. Sorry, excuse me. Anyway, the bottom line is the majority of people... What's the majority saying?
The majority are saying... They look silly.
Everything in moderation. Isn't that what it is?
And will you do me a favour? Will you wear your yellow trousers in tomorrow? Because I would actually like to embrace the fact that you were delighted to wear your yellow trousers.
Right. You won't believe what Jeremy wore on the show today.
And I want all to see what myself and Adrian were subjected to. Will you wear the go-walks as well? Just to add real...
I haven't worn Skechers go-walks in about 10 years. Thanks very much. I've written yellow on the back of my hands.
I want the people to see what myself and Adrian were
When I'm looking at the back of my wrist
basis.
Later on now, I will see yellow coming up there and that will remind me what I have to do. Thank you very much for all your calls and comments. That has been a really, really interesting conversation. It's Opinions Matter, brought to you by Greenheart CBD, which is one of the leading licensed producers of CBD oil products. And why don't you check them out at greenheartcbd.ie. That's greenheartcbd.ie. And if you want a discount, just put in the promo code podcast2022.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got.
Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.